I don't know about you, but for me, midlife came out of nowhere and kicked me square in my lady garden. To tell the truth, I thought I'd dodged that whole midlife slump I caught older women whispering about when they didn't think I was listening. I was a late bloomer and really didn't come into my own until my 30s, so by the time I landed on 40, I was actually feeling great. A few years before, I'd started a blog called People I Want to Punch in the Throat, which ultimately helped me develop my career as a writer, something I'd dreamed about since I was 5 years old. I was married to a man who adored me. My kids were pretty cool, and most important, everyone was finally potty trained. And most important of all, everyone was healthy. I lived in a nice home, in a safe community. But then one morning, I woke up with a groan, because it seemed like once I hit 45, I never woke up again without a groan, and took a long, painfully honest look in the mirror. Something I hadn't done in quite some time. Every wrinkle, every gray hair, every soft and sagging body part came into sharp focus. I grimaced and finally noticed my bathroom counter was littered with miracle creams and serums, reading glasses, vitamins, and assorted prescription drugs for recently diagnosed ailments I thought only grandmothers suffered from. I tried to focus on the positive. I've never been a stunner, so fading looks shouldn't bother me too much, I reasoned. I've always been praised for my what? Oh yeah, my quick wit. Only that was fading too. When did my brain turn into a bowl of lukewarm oatmeal? I would later try to blame my foggy brain on the prescription cocktail I take for my old lady disease, but my doctor assured me my brain wasn't in danger because the side effects would only destroy my liver. So, yay? I popped a handful of drugs, plus my daily leave, into my mouth and muttered, "When the hell did this happen?" I looked at my phone as if Google might have an answer for me. Instead, I saw my overstuffed calendar mocking me with a message in all caps announcing my 47th birthday just a few days away. 47 already? It hit me that I was in the middle of my life, probably even past the middle if I wanted to get real depressing. And when I took stock of all the things I'd accomplished and accumulated over those 47 years, I felt incredibly underwhelmed. Half my life was over in a blink, and what did I have to show for it? Is this all there is? For months, maybe even years, I'd been ignoring the slow, simmering buildup of my emotions. But that day, it felt different. That day, I couldn't ignore them, and I couldn't stop them from boiling over. Before I could say, "Shut it down," I felt the floodgates open. All the thoughts and feelings I turned a blind eye to and had been pushing down deep daily tumbled out all at once. "It's all downhill from here, Jen. What have you accomplished? How will you retire? Have you seen your bank account? I know you made money. Where the hell did it go? Have you seen what your neighbor Elizabeth has done? She runs her own company, plus she founded a charity this year. Oh, and let's not forget, she still finds time for daily workouts to keep her body rocking, plus weekly date nights and mind-blowing sex with her smoking hot husband. When was the last time you had anything mind-blowing that wasn't a dessert? Do you even remember how to do sex, Jen? Furthermore, she's a supermom who still reads to her kids every night before bed. Yeah, they're 14 and 16, but they want to spend time with her. When was the last time your kids wanted anything from you except money, Jen? Is this it? Is this all you're going to do? Wasn't there supposed to be more? You had bigger plans than a minivan, a couple sassy kids, and a grumpy husband, didn't you? Why did you waste so much time? Was watching the entire series of Friends twice really worth it? Should you cut your bangs? Bangs always make you feel better. Well, really, the idea of bangs makes you feel better because bangs always look awful on you. Don't cut your bangs. Or do. Maybe this time will be different. What do you have to lose? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so mad? Seriously, this amount of anger isn't normal. When did you start feeling this way? Why is this happening? You're the only one who feels like this, Jen. You're all alone. You're obviously broken. I was falling apart, losing my mind, going crazy, whatever you want to call it. I was spiraling out of control and couldn't stop. I was paralyzed by the fear of moving forward and the disappointment of what had already passed me by. I was consumed with the idea that I'd already failed and there was nothing I could do to make it better. What was the point? The good years were behind me, and now I was too old to do anything amazing. Nope, all I could look forward to was old age and death.